We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in, Show and Vern. Back from the holiday. When I first arrived here, I was so excited to get in here today to be with the fellas. Got a nice rejuvenated weekend off. And then I arrived. Over the weekend, Vern, Larry Johnson, and I'm going to allow you to read this so I can breathe. Larry Johnson really, really took, I thought just me, and then talking to you this morning, it seemed like it got you there, and I already knew how Serta was feeling before it. But he really took us there with his comments about Colin Kaepernick after everything went down in the 1 o'clock hour of our show Friday.
Yeah, Larry Johnson on Twitter, Kaepernick had the NFL on the ropes, a chance to expose the good old boys network. Sold out his cause, a chance to be a dominating factor in the AAF league, proving he didn't need the NFL. I can't wait for the new Nike campaign. I settled. Larry Johnson then retweeted a picture of Colin Kaepernick with, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. That scratched off, and underneath it simply says, I settled.
So that was something from Larry Johnson that I think a lot of people shared. But specifically, hearing from Larry Johnson, the notion that Kaepernick sold out or he was really about himself and money, or the new Nike ad coming out, this was all done to help him. And Vern, I look at this and it's like, well, let's look at what the case was, right? The collusion case, correct me if I'm wrong here, Vern, the collusion case was based upon the fact that he felt like, in his opinion, he and Eric Reed felt like they weren't allowed to play football due to the kneeling, due to the protest, that they weren't allowed to play, and that teams and the league had blackballed and conspired together to not collude it together, to use their term, to not allow them to play. He wanted to get out of this case two major things, to prove that, and then also it made him not be able to earn money during his prime years and the vehicle in which he tried to make a living. So financially, he was cut short because he wasn't allowed to make money since 2016, and to prove that the NFL did collude for that to happen. If we look at this, now we could be stupid. We know the NFL who would do anything. They tried to take out Tom Brady and wouldn't quit until they won. Until he suspended and accepted the suspension for four games. This is the NFL, ain't just giving in. If we look at numbers first reported last week by Mike Freeman, that is the thought of that he would be settled in the range of $60 to $80 million. You'd have to be a fool not to think that the NFL probably feels, you know what, maybe they've got something. Maybe there is something. We don't want this to go to trial. And it's not just $500,000 we're giving up. No, Jack, we're giving up $60 to $80 million. I think if you want to be idiotic, you can act like it. But I think intelligent minds can understand, okay, the NFL has something they don't want to give out. I mean, Cap's not giving out any money. They have something that he wants to give out. So secondly, that is in a way of proving, all right, the NFL probably has something they want to keep under the wraps. And second, well, yeah, he accepted money. This is the thing. Because he stepped out and protested against a cause of police brutality and equality, he shouldn't be allowed to try to make money, Larry? He part of this was to reap money that he lost from his prime years. And the settlement, he gets that. Nothing that happened in the settlement, Vern, is going to stop him from continuing the cause that he was pushing. There's no sellout to that. Nothing. Nothing that's going to happen. This all of a sudden, like if there was an agreement, Vern, in the settlement that, all right, if Cap takes this money, he also then has to never talk about police brutality, talk about any of that stuff. He can't do anything. Then that's one thing. But this, to me, getting more money financially seems to make me believe that he would be able to add more to it and would be able to help more with what he was fighting for. So the theory that he sold out is so silly to me.
But it's all very predictable.
Sure.
I mean, that's exactly what we thought was going to happen Friday when the news broke, is that it was going to be portrayed by the other side as if Kaepernick was a money-hungry martyr. And that's exactly what idiots like Larry Johnson and people of his ilk have trumpeted. That's what they're putting out there. That's what they're feeding to the lemmings that want to believe that Colin Kaepernick was taking the NFL to court to prove that police attack African-Americans more than they do white Americans.
And that he just settled and, oh, I got my money and now I don't have to. That's not at all what it was about.
NFL, you have proven you're right. There is not injustice in this country towards African-Americans. Police do not target African-Americans. Colin Kaepernick laid down his sword, took his money, and said, it worked. This whole act that I've been putting on where I pretend to care about my brothers and sisters who still to this day, on a weekly basis, there's some Twitter video of the police harassing a black man or a black woman or a minority man and woman. And the injustice is obvious if you're paying attention. Colin Kaepernick's act as if he truly cared about them is now over because he made $80 million. Anyone that believes that or is spewing that on social media, you either need to block them out of your life, call them out on the carpet, or you are part of the problem. Larry Johnson, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm serious. I would love to hear what the hell he means by settled or sold out. Those, I would love.
He doesn't know what he means, Ron. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Because as you said, if you investigate, if you dive into the details, or if you listen to people that know what the hell they're talking about, you would understand that there is no selling out. That has no... Larry Johnson, again, should be embarrassed of himself. His friends should be embarrassed of him. And I think he's a disgrace. I think he's a disgrace to his fellow NFL alumni. And I'll leave it at that because I don't really have a ground to stand on when it comes to what else I would like to say about Larry Johnson. But I think a lot of people should be embarrassed that they share the same characteristics as Larry Johnson.
Like someone in the text line, 816, you can't handle people disagreeing with you. This is, you're just, like, I don't know what you're dis. If you're saying that Kaepernick was a sellout here because he won a settlement case with the NFL, you're just wrong. And I don't think that you have a real argument to the fact that he did sell out.
The case arbiter went on and said that this case could go on because there was evidence. The NFL attempted to get a summary judgment, which means the defendant or the prosecution doesn't have a case. They don't have evidence. And the arbiter said, no, he has evidence. This case can go on, which means he had something that obviously the NFL doesn't want to get out. That's not debatable.
I think you said it right. The collusion case has absolutely nothing to do with his protests for police brutality and equality. Has absolutely nothing. So when you say, yeah, he went after money, you're damn right he did.
But, Joe, you're smart enough. You've been in this country long enough to see what game they are playing. Just like when he took the knee, they so swiftly and quickly combined that with patriotism and immediately made it not about the protests, not about the injustice, not about the brutality. They made it about the flag. They named it the flag protest. And now they are going to present him again as a money-hungry martyr. The NFL and that side of this country, I'll give them this. They stay true to their copy points. They never blink. And they will die on that hill claiming that he was protesting the flag. And now that he is a sellout by taking this money.
From the text line, so if you disagree with Kaepernick, you're an idiot? No. I'm not saying if you disagree with what he, you know, how he handled the kneeling. No, I'm not saying you're an idiot. What I'm saying is you're wrong if you're calling him a sellout because he's settled with the NFL for $60 to $80 million, which has been reported because of the collusion case. Yes, his objective was to prove that the NFL had colluded against him, which if you're going to be smart, if we're going to be smart here, and if you know the NFL, they gave him $60 to $80 million, and the arbiter said this could have gone to trial because there's evidence. It's obvious the NFL wanted to settle. They settled for that amount of money, clearly lets you know that there was something they didn't want to get out. And yes, it was about him recouping money. Someone texting in, The best years of his life, he sucked. If you think he sucked, no matter what, he was
Don't let... They're changing the conversation.
But I
Ron,
just...
that's how they win. They change the conversation. You can't even... You can't have a conversation. You can't have a conversation if we're constantly changing the topic of the conversation and the goal of the conversation. They change it to confuse you from what we're focusing on and what he was focusing on, and they do it masterfully. I'll give them that.
Yeah, Larry Johnson. Yeah, that was, I mean, I would love for him to come on, and I would just want to ask Larry, where the hell did he sell out? How? How?
He didn't. I'd
love to
hear
his
Larry.
Words. I'd love to hear
I bet you they're dumb.
All right, I know
bet you they're ill-informed.
I know he went over. I apologize.
Guaranteed.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.